on button somewhere.
It's time for a cup of tech gumbo.
That sounds good. I'll have that.
Haggai Davis talks technology news using language even Brian can understand.
You just don't get it.
I don't have your head for science, so I'm not going to be able to help much.
For a full serving, check out Tech Gumbo, presented by Cardinal Capital and General Informatics, Saturday and Sunday at 4.
We got 30 years worth of files right here in this computer that are going to bring you down.
A cup of Tech Gumbo on Talk 107.3.
I'm sorry, wrong password. Come on.
Yeah, it's time for a cup of Tech Gumbo. Time to welcome in Haggai Davis. Welcome aboard, sir. How are you?
I'm great, Brian.
Before the show this morning, or I should say during break, we were chatting back and forth. The podcast has reached another milestone. There are now only two states remaining in the United States of America without a download.
That's right. We had three downloads from the state of Idaho. So Vermont and South Dakota are the only two states right, out there that have yet to download a Tech Gumbo.
We have to figure out a way to force a topic into the show that would, like, you could have it in the description so that the SEO on the description would force you into the Badlands and force you into Vermont.
But do they even have electricity in South Dakota?
Yeah, of course they do. They have to.
Do they?
Didn't you see National Treasure 2?
No.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah.
Okay.
Mount Rushmore. They light that thing up at night. It could be solar.
Could
I don't
be
know.
Solar.
It could be
yeah.
solar. Hey, there's your topic.
There's
your topic right there.
We'll do it.
The solar panels that run Mount Rushmore.
Search for a technology story around these two states, and it's going to be a long search.
Yeah, the technology of syrup. All right, we got a lot to talk about here, but congrats. Now down to two.
Yes.
All right. Then we'll get into the territories after that.
And 106 countries around the world.
That's pretty cool as well. We're going to talk about a topic in our next segment that I want to give parents forewarning. There will be some adult-ish content in that topic. So, forewarning if you get the kids in the car. We will do our level best to skirt around anything dirty, but it'll involve some touchy subjects, to be sure. No pun intended. All right, let's start off with old Zucky baby. Paid version of Facebook and Instagram may be coming to the EU. Are you kidding me with this?
No, they're seriously talking about it. Because the European Union has the GDPR and also the Digital Services Act, where you have in Europe, you have the right to determine what happens with your data. You have you can go to all the social media platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, whatever, Instagram, all of them. If you don't want these companies to track your data and build profiles about you, you can opt out of having them track any of your data. And mm-hmm. so what Facebook and Instagram is talking about doing is offering a paid version of this of their service in the European Union. That way they don't have to track or they don't have to put ads into your feed.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, who in their right mind is going to pay any amount of money to go to Facebook or go to Instagram? And then how much would you pay if you were going to pay?
And I think that's where Facebook and Instagram, that's where Meta is really going to run into its problem. Because I think there are people who would pay, but that number is the number that they would pay would be very low. Lower than just running generalized ads out there that don't follow you.
So here's the fascinating thing. If all of a sudden Facebook came out and said, okay, it's going to be $5 a month or $10 a month, people are then going to sit there and start realizing, oh, wow, they've been selling ads worth 10 bucks a month to me.
Right.
And they've been selling my profile to these companies for if it's only 10 bucks, because Facebook's not going to release that kind of information as to how much you specifically are worth to them when they're selling ads to all these different companies, because they're buying that profile of, here's a guy in South Louisiana who likes Ford pickup trucks. Hey, Ford, you want to sell him another ad over there? And so if that's what they've been building, how much are they charging Ford for a direct targeted ad to me? And so if they break even at $5 a month for me, or $10, or what would it be, $20? I don't know how much it would cost, but it's, if all of a sudden people start realizing how much money it would take to pay,
right,
to get the service as opposed to it being free, I think it would freak a lot of people out.
Yeah, it probably would. And here's the thing. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Round and round we go, and social media is about to try this experiment as well. We saw network television for years and years and years. We don't pay for network television, and we get ads. Cable television started. We paid for a subscription to get premium service. Well, lo and behold, they start adding ads back in way back in the day. They started adding ads back in. And now cable television viewed the same as network television. They are essentially one and the same. Everyone has access to it. You pay to have the service, and then you have the ads plugged in as well. Now we're looking at streaming services offering a separate tier like Disney. I don't think Max has it yet, but you have like the Disneys, the YouTube TVs, the Hulus and whatnot. You could pay for the premium service with no ads, or you could pay a lesser rate to where you're paying for a subscription and getting ads.
Netflix is doing this,
yes. So Facebook wants to walk down this inevitable path as well?
They're talking about it because they're trying to get around the GDPR and the Digital Services Act that was just recently enacted. And this is their way. So, okay, fine. We can't collect data on you. We don't have to collect data on you if we can make money on you selling ads. The problem is all of these companies that you talked about, these premium services where they pay for,
mm-hmm.
they're all losing money.
Yes, that is correct.
Not a single streaming platform is making money. Disney loses hundreds of millions of dollars every quarter. Netflix is losing money. They're hemorrhaging money, but their stock prices are great.
Right.
But their revenue sucks.
All right, we're going to pause it there and pick it back up. We got more to cover on this particular topic before we move on to a few others. He's Haggai Davis, host of Tech Gumbo. We bring you a cup of Tech Gumbo every Friday this time. A full serving's available right here at Talk 107.3 every Saturday and Sunday at 4 and wherever you get your podcast. Right now, though, we continue with Haggai Davis and a cup of Tech Gumbo. Before we close the book on the paid Meta, paid Facebook, paid Instagram, they're talking right now.
Yes.
The likelihood that this moves beyond that is dot, dot, dot.
Maybe a 3 in 10 chance.
Okay.
I just don't see them really pulling the trigger. They're floating it out there to see what happens with the balloon, but I don't think the balloon takes off.
Okay. So going to do our level best to stay clean on this next topic.
Easy.
There's no way I don't say the word, though. So parents, if there's kids in the car.
It's adult websites.
Adult websites, but there's one in particular that was called into question here.
Right.
That one website is, well, let's just say it's a hub for the content that you would be going to get, right?
Right.
So a court has ruled in favor, or a court rules in Pornhub's favor. Yeah, rules against the state of Texas. When it comes to age verification laws, the court says this violates the First Amendment.
And so we brought it up because it's about the usage of technology, that the judge said, hey, look, what the state of Texas is trying to do is its legitimate effort to try and have child protection so that they don't go to adult websites. But the way that they went about enacting these laws, which will probably wind up impacting Louisiana and another 13 or 14 states, mm-hmm. because Louisiana has the same law that Texas does. And it's more about, if you're going to do the use of technology, using websites where you've got to put up your credentials, you've got to show some type of proof of your date of birth, and which is usually your driver's license is what they're looking for in this case. And all these other types of technology that is going, that's flying in the face of the First Amendment, because the judge is saying this is impacting the people who were on these websites. It's impacting their ability for free speech to do the things that they do on these sites. And so it was just really a very interesting way to say that you can't use technology this way.
Yeah. My problem is making the comparison between online and in real life.
Agreed. This is not about when you go to a performance in person. This is more about, because you have to show your ID when you're walking into the building if you don't look like you're appropriate
Correct.
Age. That's fine. But when you're going to a website and you're asking, show me your ID, it's really, really hard to know what the actual age is of the person on the other side of the internet.
Right.
Because it's you're not looking at the person, and especially with the way artificial intelligence is nowadays, where I can create an image and voice and everything else with ChatGPT-4 to make it look like I was, you know, King George III, and it doesn't matter. So this was an interesting topic in that it's saying, hey, look, you're using the technology wrong.
But how are they using the technology wrong? They're trying to verify the age of kids who are potentially going to look at pornography.
You're asking people to post an ID,
uh-huh.
some type of a picture ID.
The same way a clerk wanted a circle.
But all I got to do, if I'm a 15-year-old, I can go to my dad's wallet, grab his license, scan that, and then I'm
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I understand, but at least that's something. I'm not saying it can't be easily skirted. I'm saying that if you were to go to a gentleman's club, you have to show an ID to get in there.
Right.
Okay? If you were to walk into, I know newsstands aren't a thing, but you can't buy a dirty magazine unless you're of age as well. Hey, so the same freedom of speech that they're defending online, we already know it doesn't play that way in real life for freedom of the press.
But it's about the verification process. When you're going to the gentleman's clubs or trying to go to the newsstand to buy the magazines, you have to present an ID that somebody can hold up and look at your ID right next to your face and go, oh, yep, that's yeah. not you. You're not 64 years old. You're 15.
Okay, so bouncers are more accurate than the process that they've got right now. So make the process better. Don't throw it out. Well, by the way, all you're telling people is
but
that.
That's what the judge said. The judge said, make it a different process. Do the process, but make it better. Use the technology differently.
But they got to throw it out before they get to the new process.
That's part of the process.
I think what I find so unnerving about this is the unabashed willingness to say, yes, we are targeting children.
So, you know, certainly not endorsing these websites or any of that kind of stuff at all. The whole idea to bring up the subject was the way that the courts they're starting to make rulings on how technology is used.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's important in that we are starting to develop some laws, starting to develop some rules, because we've not, up to this point,
mm-hmm.
had any kind of rules about how technology, especially on the internet, is used. It's
right.
just been the wild, wild west, and whoever's got the biggest gun wins.
Yeah, no, I understand that, and I'm sure there's a website specific for that. But what I'm saying is, as we go along this path, we're erring towards the side of keeping it the wild, wild west.
We're erring towards the side of the Constitution, and according to this judge, in that, you know,
it's assuming that online has the same constitutional protections that real life has. We got to scooch. We got 30 seconds. We'll continue the conversation during news over on Facebook Live. What else is on the show this week?
Oh, we're going to talk about, again, staying with artificial intelligence. We're going to talk about IBM's Watson and why it's not a large language model.
Okay. He's Haggai Davis, host of Tech Gumbo, Saturday and Sunday at 4 right here on Talk 107.3 FM. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasts on demand, even South Dakota and Vermont.